USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
President Trump, with his first presidential veto, the veto deals with the congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. The House and Senate passed resolutions of disapproval this week. It's unlikely that the House and Senate have votes that would override the president's veto. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The North Koreans are speaking out regarding a summit last month with President Trump. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump walked away from that summit with leader Kim Jong-un without making a deal with North Korea. And now a senior North Korean official says the U.S. threw away quite an opportunity. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Hanoi summit was not a total failure.
I think we made real progress, even in Hanoi, even a place where we didn't reach the final resolution of what we've been asking for all along. We didn't get an agreement for the full and final denuclearization in a verified way.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox News, and the powerful storm that buried Colorado in snow is now blasting the central United States. Over 100 million Americans are under winter storm watches, warnings, or advisories. Towns in the Midwest are also having to deal with flooding as some of that snow is melting with the warmer temperatures, and tornado watches are out in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi voiced her support on Thursday for lowering the federal voting age to 16, telling reporters during her weekly press conference that doing so would be a boon for voter engagement in the United States.
Myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16. I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote.
John Caldwell is a Republican strategist and Fox News contributor. He's not a big fan of this idea.
Looney Tunes has become one of the favorite programs of 16-year-olds, and Looney Tunes is what the Democratic Party has become, especially with a measure which you know is used to get more power, as you know they usually do. The fact of the matter is the voting age was lowered only after Eisenhower said that, hey, if these folks are old enough to fight at 18, they should be old enough to vote. And then there was a Voting Rights Act of 1965 in which Nixon signed into law, which the Supreme Court then declared unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court was ratified with the 26th Amendment, given that right. I think there's a difference between folks that are willing to put their lives on the line for our country and vote and have that 18-year-old provision than those who still need help from mom when they're being told to brush their teeth.
Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is approaching $500 million. That makes it one of the top 25 jackpots in U.S. history. Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.